Good morning. As I thought about sharing this morning, I was struck by something that, just a simple sentence that Billy shared last week, and he said something about missing the mark. And my mind kind of moved along, and as I thought about coming to the end of the year, if you had a plan for this year, you should be just about done with it. If you had goals that you wanted to reach, you should be just about done with it. But oftentimes, we move along with no plan. And this morning, I have a small illustration. And life is kind of like this for me sometimes. And I guess oftentimes you hear it said that a lot of times these sermons... I missed it. It's a spider. These sermons, when someone preaches, it's something that's, first of all, it's speaking to me. And it's this way with this, with me this morning. And so, oftentimes life is kind of like, baking a cake with no directions and no rhyme or reason. And when you think about it, if you don't have a plan in your life, you know, you don't have a recipe to follow for this cake. We're just going to throw a little bit of flour in there and let's see what else we got. Oh, we got some sugar. You need some sugar in cake. So we're going to put some sugar in there. You know, and see what else we got. We got some oil. I think oil goes in cake probably. And that'll make it go down real good. And if we're going to bake it, we definitely need some baking soda. And this is pure baking soda here. And what else do we need? Oh, salt. Got to have some salt. Not too much, right? Water. Definitely need some water with cake because it's kind of dry right now. So we put some water in there. And, we're going to make a chocolate cake. We weren't really planning on chocolate cake at the beginning, but we will now. So we got chocolate. Everybody likes chocolate, right? There we go. And I guess should probably have an egg in there. We'll just put an egg in there and mix it all up. When we get home, we'll have cake when we get home. It's not going to be much there, but, you know, it looks pretty good. It's dark like chocolate cake, right? And them eggshells be good protein, right? But isn't that kind of what we give Jesus sometimes? What we give God? We don't really have a plan for our lives. We don't really set out with anything in mind. We just kind of throw in what we need, and we get real spiritual when we need Him, and we come to church, or we spend a lot of time in prayer, or but we don't really have a plan for our lives. You know, Bible says, 1 John 3:1-3, talks about being children of God. It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know Him, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure." You know, we're called to be like Christ, His children. God wants us to be His children. It says, "We are now the children of God. It has not been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." You know, that's what I want to be. I want to be like Christ. We all want to be like Christ. What does that mean? Sounds good. But how are we going to get there? You know, cake sounds really good. We all like cake. We want a good cake. But how are we going to get there? We're just going to throw a bunch of ingredients in, mix it together, and have good cake? No. We got to have a plan to follow. We got to have a guide. You know, when you hear people talking about your children are growing up, and they're just like their dad. Usually that's when they're bad. Just like you. Just like their mom. They look just like them. They act just like them. Isn't that what we're called to be? As children of God? Called to be like Him. What does that mean? How do we get there? Looking back over the last year, how did we change? 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, says, "Examine yourselves." Paul's talking to the Corinthians. It says, "Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified, but I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified." So we have to examine ourselves. We have to look at our lives and see where we're at. You know, are we getting the results we wanted? I don't think anybody wants to eat that glob of whatever I mixed up. It's not the results that you wanted if you want chocolate cake. Are we getting there? So what do we have to do? How do we fix that? We have to set goals. You know, where do we want to be next year? This coming year, what do we want to be? Where do we want to be at? Do we want to be closer to Christ? Do we want to be more like Christ? Do we want to be better in business? What do we want? You know, oftentimes we look at someone else and they're so much farther ahead than where we are. And that's okay. They're so much wiser than what we are. They're so much, you know, they know so much more than what we do. That's okay. You can't jump straight to someone else's wisdom, someone else's knowledge. You've got to take tiny bites. You got to set goals and you got to reach those goals. Oftentimes, I look at things that I need to get done in my shop or working on mowers or different jobs, and I feel overwhelmed. And it's like, I can't get anything done. But you make a list, and you follow that list, and you start with the first one. You know, maybe your goal is to read through the Bible this next year. Well, you don't read through the whole thing in one day. You make a list. You start with one thing at a time. You know, if you're going to run a marathon and you don't go out the first day and run 23 miles or 26 miles, you got to work up to it. You got to set goals and reach those goals. Practice. You've got to spend time doing it. Over Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving Day, Noah decided he was going to ride a bike without training wheels. and we went outside, and he started riding, and he was pretty wobbly the first day, but he got it done. He was able to finally learn how to start a little bit on his own when he was in the gravel or on pavement. But I think they've just about rode bike every day since then, except maybe Friday. I usually come home from work, and I'm all bundled up, and they're out there in shorts and t-shirts or whatever, riding bike. But he's a lot better at it now than what he was on Thanksgiving. Why? It wasn't because he learned how to ride a bike on Thanksgiving Day and put it back in the barn and said, well, I know how to ride a bike now. It's because he went out and practiced. He went out and rode every day. You know, think about building a barn. Travis and Devin and Andrew and Nathan, are y'all any faster what you are now than what you were when you first started? Are you better at it? Maybe. You know, it takes time. You know, you learn how to do something. The same thing with our lives. Ephesians 4:24. It says, put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. You got to take those old things off, those things that slow us down. Take that off, and then put on the new man. Put on God. Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. The next chapter there says, therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Be imitators of God. Follow what God does. Follow what the Lord Jesus Christ does. Put on Christ. How do we do that? What did Christ do? How do we get to that point? One of the things is you spend time in Scripture. Learn what's in the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:14-17 says, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and be assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Everything that we need to know to get better is right here. It says it is. It says to spend time in. You must continue in the things which you have learned. From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. Says, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And then if you follow these things, what does it say you will become? Complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We follow this map. Look to it for help. It's going to be there for us. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Coming here together on a Sunday morning, it's good for you. It should be one of our goals. Whenever the church gathers, should be one of our goals to be here. If you want to get better, if you want to grow closer, get together. Talked about it, you know, getting together for Christmas, some of the care groups. Just spending time together. That's a good thing. Doesn't have to be in church, but when you get together with your family, it's a good thing. You know, I bought a knife sharpener. My hunting knife was pretty dull. And I bought a sharpener to sharpen it with, and I sharpened it, and I used it the other day, and it was really sharp. But I put it back in my sheath and put it back in my bag for next time. And it's not going to be quite as sharp as what it was the last time I used it. And it's kind of like when we come on a Sunday and we hear the Word, or we spend time in the Word, you get sharpened up. And you go away from it for a little bit and you get dull. If you don't stay in it, if you don't keep that fellowship, if you don't keep that communication and the relationship going, that knife kind of dulls with time. It'll get dull again if you don't keep it sharpened. And that's the same way with us. If we're not sharpened, we get dull. And then what is some of the things that we can do? Romans 12, verses 1 through 8. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in our ministering, he who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. One of the things we need to do is needing to be willing to serve. And Jerry talked about that just up here before I started preaching. We need to be willing to serve. You know, it says we've got many members in one body, but all the members not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Then it says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If we have these gifts, let's use them. If our gift is teaching, let's teach. Whatever it is, the more you use it, the better you're going to get at it. The more you use it, the better you will be. And that gift is one that God gave you. So let's use them. Let's serve. Be willing to serve. Sometimes it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time. But that's what we're here for. Matthew 20, 25 to 28, Jesus is talking to the disciples. He says, But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. Whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Christ came to serve. We want to be like Christ. Let's be willing to serve. Let's be willing to be used, whatever Christ has for us. And then when we've got those goals, sometimes it gets long and we get tired. Philippians 3:12-14 says, Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul's saying, I see that goal ahead of me. I see that prize. Christ Jesus. That's what I want to be. I'm not worried now about moving. I'm moving forward. I'm moving past those things. I'm sure Paul had a lot of things in his life that if he would have wanted to stop and look back at what he had done in the first part of his life, could have been pretty bad. You know, why would Christ use me? Why would Jesus use me? Why would God use me for this? I was a horrible person. I persecuted him. I persecuted his people. But he says, I'm going to put that behind me. We've got a new year ahead of us. Let's put the last year behind us. See how we can get better. Let's press on towards that goal. Let's press on to being more like Christ. And then also, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. It says, therefore also, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We need to take those things and lay them aside. Press on. Look unto Jesus, says the author and finisher of our faith. He had to go through some hard times in his life, knowing what was coming, knowing the cross was coming, the shame. But yet he did it for us. So as we go through this next year, as we look forward to the next year, let's not end up with this at the end of the year. Kind of whatever we had left, whatever there was. That's not a very good thing to have. Let's be intentional about our lives. Let's be intentional about serving, about being in the Word, about getting together and fellowshipping and being a part of a church. Let's be intentional about life. Because that's what God has called us to. We're a family, and we want to draw closer, help each other along. Life is not a sprint; it's a marathon. We've got to keep moving day by day. So that's my encouragement to each one of you today: is to just set goals. Look ahead. How can you be better? What do you want to be? You know, don't do what I often do. I don't think about a year ahead, 2 years ahead. I think about next week or next month. Christ has called us to be better. That's all I had this morning. Let's stand for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning and want to thank you for your word. Father, thank you for your examples that you give us in Scripture. Father, I pray that you would just be with us as we go from here. Father, I pray that we would not give you just what's left over in our lives. But I pray that we would give you the best that we have, that we would seek to better follow you and to better know you, to be more like you. Father, you have called us to be your servants and called us to be your children. And we want to be good children. We want to follow after you and want you to be proud of us. Father, I pray that you would just go with us today. Father, I pray that you would just lead us and guide us and watch over us today. In your name I pray. Amen. You're dismissed.